Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times, a science and speculative fiction podcast. Short stories to stir the imagination by contemporary authors.
Game Changer by Dane Lescombe, with music by the author. Read by Dane Lescombe, Heather Morgan, Zara Kond, and Jean-Paul Garnier.
Kate watched the old android put away the groceries she had brought. The helper bot looked like a petite female with short dark hair and was wearing a light brown tunic that probably came from the factory.
If you wanted a helper, you should have just asked Clark,
Kate shouted upstairs to her mother-in-law. The android silently went about its business, placing every apple with mathematical precision into the fruit bowl. This was an older model, 7 or 8 years old, Kate thought. The newer helper bots were programmed with a bit more randomness and complexity that made each movement look slightly more human. Kate's husband, Clark, had programmed this innovation, realizing that robotic precision made people uncomfortable. If a helper bot was going to be in every home, it should feel natural, and this obsolete household robot was a perfect example of what unnatural felt like.
Oh, we didn't want to trouble Clark,
Kate's mother-in-law, Lena, said as she came down the stairs. She was in her late 60s, but buzzed around the house like she was 16.
Besides, the Olsons got a new one for Christmas, so they gave us their old one. We had to get a new charger, but otherwise she was free.
Lena snaked past the android as it effortlessly lifted the entire bundle of firewood Kate had bought on her way over. Clark's mother was old-fashioned and still liked to use the old stone fireplace in the living room. Kate worried about safety and thought it was probably good to have some kind of helper bot in the house. Helpers had almost put the fire department out of business in recent years due to their lightning-fast response time and fire detection sensors. It's just that Lena's helper bot looked so old. Did it even have a fire extinguisher built in? She took a second to look it up. The K4 models did have fire extinguishers and had pretty great reviews. The android finished with the groceries and sat down at the kitchen table. It was perfectly still. Kate didn't like the quiet bots. They could all talk, of course. Every helper bot was a sophisticated AI that could converse at almost any intelligence level. But the old ones were much more passive, waiting silently for instruction or questions. Modern bots all ran behavioral routines when they weren't active. They looked around the room or adjusted their clothing. Kate didn't think she could have anything in her house that looked human but was so quiet and still. It was disconcerting.
I didn't like her at first, but she's very pretty. It feels nice to have someone young around the house again,
Lena muttered absentmindedly while she played with her phone. Kate didn't know why she found the android so off-putting. Most customer service bots were on this old operating system. In fact, the mail carrier for her neighborhood was an identical model, and Kate saw it every day. It was just that Lena and Howard were usually such Luddites. Howard was one of the last human librarians in the country and rarely even used a computer at home. Lena leaned across the table and touched the android's hand.
Darling, could you set the table?
The helper bot's eyes sparkled, acknowledging the request.
Of course, ma'am.
It smoothly rose and disappeared into the pantry. Kate noticed as it walked by that the hem of its dress was coming loose. She would be sure to ask Clark for a newer outfit for the bot. Surely they had a warehouse full of those old tunics. Lena waited until the android ducked into the pantry again before she leaned over to Kate.
You know, something crazy has happened since we got her, though. Howard has been getting all frisky.
She smiled impishly. Kate furrowed her brow.
What do you mean?
Lena laughed a hearty laugh and pinched Kate lightly on the arm.
You know exactly what I mean. He keeps saying he wants to include her in our lovemaking.
Lena giggled and Kate suddenly went strangely cold. She didn't have time to react to Lena's confession. Kate's husband, Clark, pulled up in the driveway, and Lena got up to meet him at the front door. Everyone was meeting here for a family dinner. Kate began to shudder, and her vision blurred. The helper bot returned from the pantry with a large box of silverware and began to set the table. Kate couldn't take her eyes off the android as it placed each piece of cutlery the way a clock would tick off minutes on a dial.
He wants to...
Kate muttered to no one. She couldn't keep her imagination from wandering. She envisioned Clark's parents with the helper bot, the android with its expressionless mask of a face. It would be like making love to a zombie. Then her thoughts turned to Clark. Would he? Would she be jealous? What would it be like? She could no longer concentrate and was staring helplessly at the helper bot. She wanted to cry, but couldn't. She couldn't make a sound. Impassively, the android continued its work. Kate imagined the robot in her bed, their arms intertwined, the helper bot's perfect white skin against her own. Kate could hear Clark and Lena laughing in the next room and tried to tell herself everything was fine. She had heard of panic attacks, but had never had one. She thought to herself Clark would know what to do. She tried to move towards the living room and stumbled to the floor. The helper bot noticed her fall and instantly came to her aid.
Do you require assistance, miss?
The helper bot moved to support Kate's body easily, and its sparkling eyes locked into hers. Kate's world went blank. An hour later, Kate's lifeless body was still crumpled on the living room floor like a rag doll. Her eyes were open, but her entire eyeball showed only the pale blue glow of the system reset indication. Clark closed up the panel on Kate's back and sat up to inspect the lines of software code streaming across his diagnostic tablet.
I can't find anything wrong with the code. It must be the new subroutine I was playing with.
He kept pressing the startup button on Kate's wrist and getting no response.
I don't see anything that would cause a shutdown. Was she acting strange at all?
He asked his mother.
Oh no, not that I noticed. We were just chatting.
Lena scanned the room absentmindedly.
She seemed awfully interested in the new helper robot. But she wasn't buggy at all, if that's what you mean. She really is very realistic, Clark. Really amazing what you can do.
Clark smiled and replied,
Yeah, I'm really proud of this one, Mom. Once we get Katie stable, I think she's going to be a game changer.
In the kitchen, the old helper bot continued its chores.
The Control Z Button by John Christopher. With music by Fog Machine. Read by Mark Soden Jr.
One of the problems with life is that we make mistakes constantly. An unfortunate slip of the tongue, bad decisions, and wrong turns happen all the time. In the past, these mistakes could have even fatal consequences. But not any longer. Not with the new and revolutionary Control Z button. Those days are over with Control Z button. Just push the button, and those words are erased along with the last 15 seconds. Designed and built by our own engineers in our specially constructed labs in Alberta, Canada, the Control Z button will erase life's simple mistakes, literally at the press of a button. Relive the last 15 seconds all over again. Only you will know what mistakes you've swept under time's rug. Complete with time-syncing technology, the Control Z button will revolutionize the way you interact with the world around you. Experiment with new and novel approaches to conversations. Try out new ideas. If they don't work, you can easily erase the last 15 seconds and no one will know but you. End ruined dinner parties because someone brought up the wrong topic. Always say what you mean. Never make a wrong turn again. Smooth out life's little bumps in the road caused by our careless mistakes and take control of your time again with Control Z Button from Space Tomorrow Industries. If you order now, you can get Pause Plus for a special low price. With Pause Plus, you can literally stop the clock for 15 seconds. Need to make a decision, but need an extra second to think? With Pause Plus, you've got that extra edge. Never be at a loss for words. Always have a witty comeback. Be the star of any conversation. Space Tomorrow Industries makes this offer for a limited time. Control Z, the standard model, is only $249. This model comes with 15-second time repeat, standard, along with an app for your smartphone to help you track your time. Now you can press the Control Z button on your phone. No one will ever notice. During this limited time offer, you can now add Pause Plus for only $149, regularly $400. Space Tomorrow Industries is able to make this offer due to an advanced engineering breakthrough. How precious is your time to you? You wish you could erase more than the last 15 seconds? Well, now you can. With the extraordinary Control Z Button Deluxe model, the advanced Control Z Deluxe can erase up to the last minute. Have that extra moment to see the reactions to your comments and witty remarks. Just imagine how your world would change. With the adjustable Control Z Button Deluxe, you can edit time, erasing just seconds or the last minute. The app now lets you make adjustments on your phone. Not only that, but Control Z Button Deluxe comes with Pause Plus built in to give you full control over your time at your fingertips, all for the introductory price of $999. And with our patented time syncing technology, you'll never miss a beat whether you erase time or pause time, because time syncing will seamlessly integrate your personal time space with standard time space every time. Call 1-800-NOW-TIME to get your Control Z button today. Operators will be standing by to take your order. Call in the next 15 minutes and get the Control Z Button Deluxe for an amazingly low price of $799. Immediate delivery available. Do you want it delivered yesterday? We can do that. Just let your operator know that you want special delivery and we'll have it in your hands so fast it'll make your head spin. At Space Tomorrow Industries, we've seen the future. Disclaimer: use of the Control Z button will temporarily disrupt your local time-space continuum. This can cause headaches, nausea, confusion, rapid heartbeat, sudden low blood pressure, and, in rare cases, dementia. Do not use the Control Z button if you are pregnant, as it can have adverse effects on the fetus. Use of the Control Z button during sporting events is unsportsmanlike and illegal in many areas. Check with your local authorities. Space Tomorrow Industries would like to remind you to use your time wisely. Space Tomorrow Industries is a subsidiary of Black Shield Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Spectrum Plectrum by Jean-Paul L. Garnier, with music by Luke Poole, read by the author. The shuttle clanked back and forth in its many-dimensional dance. The strands all lay separated by their individual frequencies, ready to use for any given moment, and waiting for the chance to join the great tapestry that was unfolding. If only man had been given eyes to see the entire electromagnetic spectrum, then maybe the loom would have been noticed, but we missed it altogether. We did see the weaver, but the size, shape, and consistency all eluded us. With so much phase cancellation and dark matter, how could we have noticed the great weaver, the player of the music, was in fact space itself? The loom was invisible, but small parts of its expression were not. Sometimes, when two or more colors would clash, we might detect, as though from far away, an increase in perceived amplitudes. We dubbed these moments reality. Space always looked like it was expanding, and its colors would shift. Because of this, the weaver never told us, nor had any reason to tell us, but it just happened to be the colors chosen for this particular display of threads in this section of the tapestry. When weaving, sometimes threads jam the loom, and it is necessary to detangle and retie them. The weaver took great pleasure in reaching out and strumming the threads strewn out on the loom, the cosmic background radiation. Such long threads let loose subtle bass notes that sent harmonics spreading through most of the spectrum, making the fabric sway with an ordered mathematical music. We searched for the mysterious gravity wave, They remained hidden for so long that we eventually set up a laser system in space to detect such low notes. The focused light that we sent out was generally unavailable in the cosmos until we found a way. Each color we focused and utilized. Each color, just one note that sat waiting for use, waiting for the weaver. Two threads caught and tangled. It did not bother the weaver, and was a common occurrence. A gentle touch spread across the threads and rang out with the miracle of music. But something was missing. Certain frequencies that should have been there were not. It was only a small few, but the music was disturbed, as though notes had been muted from a symphony. The weaver bent inward for a closer listen to the loom. Yes, something was missing. A single frequency of red here, a single frequency of green there. Never before had there been interference in the tapestry. Never a challenge to the music of the weaver. Squinting so as to limit the frequency intake of the spectrum, the weaver looked closer than usual, zooming in on the details of the work. It was impossible. It was too soon. The tapestry was nowhere near finished. Although the weaver had been working for countless eons, the grand design had yet to unfold, details still to be worked in. Yet here, in this insignificant, almost unnoticeable, and minuscule section of the fabric, a pattern had formed. The weaver had put great care into the larger order of the work, but had decided to save the details for last. But here, at the intersection of these threads, somehow a pattern had arranged itself, undirected by the loom or the weaver. In this episode of Simultaneous Times, you heard Game Changer by Dane Luscombe with music by the author. The Control Z Button by John Christopher with music by Fog Machine. And Spectrum Plectrum by Jean-Paul L. Garnier, music by Loopool. Theme music by Dane Luscombe. Out now, Simultaneous Times, Volume 1, Paperback Science Fiction Anthology. Available at spacecowboybooks.com and lulu.com. Be sure to visit us at our store in Joshua Tree, California, or at spacecowboybooks.com. And connect with us on Instagram or Twitter. We'd love to know what you think of the program. Now a word from other fellow Joshua Tree podcasters.
Have you ever wondered why people live in the desert? I'm Dawn Davis, and I host Desert Lady Diaries podcast. It's a weekly conversation with women who found their home in the Mojave Desert. Each week, I talk to women who were either born and raised in the desert or felt called to come here and what the desert means to them. You can learn more about the podcast and listen at DesertLadyDiaries.com.